Checking, testing.
Testing, testing.
It's a minute before 6 o'clock, and testing. You are tuned. Are you working there? Where's your mic?
My mic. I don't know.
Oh, you're number two.
Am I number two again?
No, I don't know.
I wanted to be number one.
You could be number. Try number three.
Number three.
Yeah. Take number three.
Number three. Put the sock on number three. There we are. I think we got it.
We are at CITR 101.9 FM.
John, sorry, I have to interrupt. I was given this by Bryce Dunn and Lydia, and they said if you could read this before the show.
Oh.
So if you don't mind, just wait for a second, if you would.
Certainly, go ahead.
Did you give the call letters?
Yes.
Do you want to do that again?
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, broadcasting live
from the sprawling campus at UBC out to points west, north, and south of Paradise Coast. This program, Radio, contains material that may be deemed offensive to certain sensibilities. Contents of this program may offend some listeners. For this reason, we would suggest that those listeners easily offended, disturbed, and despairing of their own well-being when tuning in this broadcast make their own choice whether to listen or not. For those that do, the programmers here at CITR will accept no responsibilities for listener sensitivities that may in any way be upset by any programming content occurring over the course of the following 90 minutes.
All I do now is stick around.
We're not dicking around.
By design to reach the heights of academe, to be the captain of the team, to CEO 1,000 who will do the things I say to do, and I will make a lot of bread, and you will find me good in bed. I will push, I will pull, I will push, I will pull, pull a couple strings and find myself atop the corporation. I send it down the facts to them. A pocket place, a new Corvette, a man to hear a private jet, a stock incentive busting out a vocal silver. Say I'm not your lady friend, but put it through. And listen, dear, I'm through with you. Through with you, through with you, through with you, through with you. Yes, I think I got the point, and that there goes my motivation. What to do, what to do, what to do, what to do. All that I could think of was I'm tendering my resignation.
Up and the moon comes out when the leaves are green and the leaves are brown. All I do now is stick around. I've got so much to do, gotta pick things up, gotta see things through. My, how the time has fly, gotta wave hello to a passerby.
Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. No, I think from now on what you do is strictly non-essential. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
What are you laughing about?
Dick around.
Hey, everybody dicks around.
Yeah.
You dick around for an hour and a half here at CITR. Yeah. I dick around off the air. I mean, you know, basically we're all dicks when it comes right down to it. Let's admit that.
You dig and I dick, right?
You what? You don't dig dick?
And tricky dick.
Okay, I think we better stop this and rearrange the scenario.
Sure.
That was Sparks off their award-winning album from last year that nobody bought, but everybody should have in their self-respecting music collection there. CD, Dick Around, Song Russell and Ron. They're in their 50s, but, you know, I mean, listen to that. You know, you often wonder, like, the story about Queen. You don't remember Queen with the late Freddie Mercury? You remember? Well, they were the opening act for Sparks in Los Angeles, and they heard what they were doing with harmonies and stuff, and I think they went back to London, and so the story goes. At any rate, welcome to my program. Welcome to my world.
Your program.
My program and what? Your program. Our program calls Son of Night Dreams. My name is Nimrod. My dad, of course, is renowned and semi-legendary broadcaster who shall remain otherwise unknown at this particular place and time. We have some very special guests.
We do.
Long Johnny.
Yes. Paparazzi.
Paparazzi are here in the form of the great Susanna Tabata, who was once a shining example of future broadcasters here, right here at this very same station to which you are tuned, which is called CITR here in Vancouver, British Columbia, UBC campus. Susanna is here. She is now a world-renowned cinematographer, photographer, filmmaker, documentarian. And why is she here?
All of those things. Well, I don't know. She's sort of watching us.
She was also on the show with my dad and you called Night Dreams, probably the most successful, I would say, cable show ever in the Lower Mainland, Urban Rush, Eat Your Heart Out. and she's here with us today. But she also has brought with us a very special guest who has run out to the car to get a record that he was going to bring in. And who is that guest?
It's Randy Rampage.
Randy Rampage minus a few less teeth than we last saw him. We'll find out why. We'll ask questions. We're going to have a good time. Well, we might have a good time.
We'll try.
I mean, you know, shit, whatever happens.
Well, shit does happen.
And this is brand new from the Arcade Fire, number one. Here it is. Yeah. Look out.
It's coming. Yep. Black Mirror.
Exclusive.
From the fourth Plumbing album.
Radio.
Future.
Radio.
In the future, there will be none.
From a forthcoming album called Neon Bible, coming out on Merge Records on March the 6th. That's a Black Mirror with Arcade Fire.
And that's that's a single. That will be the new hit single. I don't hear commercial potential with that. How about you? What do you think? You know, depends on what the video looks like. We'll have to tune in much. No, let's tune in much and see one of those little suckers on there, you know, like promoting himself. Randy is back.
He's back.
Dressed for the occasion. Whoa. And we've got the new CD here. And
Stress Factor 9. Yep. Brain Warp, Mind Spin. Ooh, this is new stuff you're working on. Oh, look at there he is.
Randy. You've got nice soft stuff. Rock now, huh?
Yeah, soft rock. It's sort of like Yanni meets,
Yanni's
Debbie
cool.
Gibson, and we, you know, nobody wins. Right?
Well, hey, that's a good combination here. From the campus out here at UBC, here at the forefront of family value-driven quest to get students in uniforms, you probably heard about this. It's not happening as yet, but Parents for Students Dressing Properly, an off-campus conservative organization, is holding a fashion show in a sub-building next Tuesday right here to offer a sampling of school uniform choices, some of them quite fetching, if just a tad fascist. The all-black, neo-goth-inspired matching shirt and pants for both sexes is going to be a hit, available in black denim, black cord, or for the more adventuresome, black leather. Highly touted, Randy's eyes are like... Randy Rampage will be a judge at that. It's definitely a highly touted potential dress code for campus denizens, as Tommy Hilfiger recently stated in GQ, black is the new black.
Dark Matter Man here, reminding all planet watchers, look to the southwest. Now, look, now, damn it, look.
Where?
For brilliant Venus. It's the evening star. And if you have a clear view of the southwest, oh, there's clouds over there, darn it. Okay, well, look for the planet Mercury, visible between Venus and the horizon. Mercury will be only seen for another 10 more days, so check it out.
And then what?
And then it's gone.
Why? Why?
Because it's orbiting the sun.
Why?
Silly.
Why?
Why?
Tell me why, Dad. Why? Fuck. Why?
Hey, wait, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet?
It says a minute and 20 seconds to go.
Oh, but it's coming back.
It's coming back.
Okay, wait. Now.
Wait for it. I think it's over, Nimrod. I mean, it's just going on and on over and over. You
it's
know?
Only over when it's over.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked it. It kind of like, you know, like I was having a cosmic dream there for a while.
Really?
We have, we have in the studio, if you've just joined us, where were you 20 minutes ago? We have Randy Rampage in the studio, legendary figure. I know legendary is a word that is used too often. And aren't we sick of hearing that everything is legendary?
Everything's legendary,
You know, Loverboy are legendary.
look at Mike's gut now, and you'll find that I think McDonald's is legendary with Loverboy now.
Oh, probably. That was broadcast, by
Sorry,
the way.
Mike.
That was broadcast.
Okay, he's a good buddy of mine. He takes it well.
Does he still have the tube steaks?
Oh, yeah, he's still got Mr. Tube Steak going. And the driveway guy full of Porsches, right? You know, yeah, Mike's a good guy. He's a nice guy.
Well, he liked my dad. I think he said some good things about my dad, even though Pops used to diss Loverboy all the time
because
had to play it on that radio station you worked for, the playing classic rock.
I will give Mike one thing. I did not know who this guy was. DOA was playing. We were playing at the Whiskey A Go-Go. And it was the night that the riot happened, and he happened to be there at the first show. It was us and Black Flag. And he had the guts to go at the Whiskey A Go-Go and go down with all the surf punks into the pit at the Whiskey. And he was dressed in, like, the red leather pants with a red satin jacket saying Lover Boy on the back.
Did they know who he was?
No, none of these kids knew who he was.
That's why he was
some
safe.
Gearbox, right? You know, like out there, right? They didn't know. And he's right out in the middle of the pit holding a Heineken. There's like three of his bodyguards. They're all trying to get him out of there, and these kids are just slamming him. I mean, and he's loving it. And I'm grabbing for his hand. I'm going, Mike, come on, get out of there, right? Because he's getting killed out there. And he's got this big shit-eating grin on his face. You know, he's happier than a clown.
Well, he would have loved it if he could have got on stage, if he could have sung The Kid Is Hot Tonight.
It was great. No, it was just funny because I didn't know who he was, and he came up to me and, you know, he knocked over all my bases in the dressing room, and I go to my Brody, I go, Dream, who is this clown? And he turns around and he goes, oh, hey, Rand, Mike Reno, Lover Boy. And I'm like, yeah, so what? Right? You know, like, whatever, right?
Wow, the kid is hot tonight.
Meanwhile, we're doing two shows at the Whiskey, and they were doing a week at the Santa Monica Civic, you know, the first album. Yeah, they were huge down there.
They still milk it. I mean, they still go on tour all the time. Yeah. And do that. So, Long John, what have we got then for us?
Well, DOA is playing. Now, Randy's got his band. We're going to play some of that later. But we've just got a DOA CD here called Talk Minus Action Equals Zero. And we asked Randy to pick out his favorite on here. And you were saying, Randy, this is one of the most requested, the DOA
song? Yeah, usually one of the most requested encore songs that we ever get. And, well, I'll do a plug for the show later. So, yeah, we can get to that later.
Oh, we can mention it now.
Yeah, it's shamelessly.
This is an F-sharp word song, so anybody, plug your ears if you don't like it.
Yes.
Once again, for that, disclaimer.
Disclaimer,
if you are offended by anything at all, particularly words that may be offensive to some, especially when they deal with matters that could be construed as carnal, then maybe shut your radio off, turn the volume
Please
down.
Please turn it off until you no longer hear the sound of my voice.
There we go.
Right.
One, two.
Blues for you. And we ain't talking about the beer. Oh, no.
Trinity say?
We don't care what you say.
Beep, boop. Did they bleep out the F word there? Okay, yeah, right.
Boo, guys.
CITR 101.9. Who was that?
That was Joey Keithley, formerly Mr. Shithead.
Joseph Edward.
Yes. All right, tell all your friends are really sick. Short hair fags on a commie trip. Yeah, I love the lyrics to F.U.
They're very deep. Jerry Hanna wrote those. You know,
Jerry Hanna wrote that. Oh, really?
Jerry Hanna wrote those lyrics. It was originally a song that was done by a band called The Rabid. I'm sure you remember The Rabid. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
And that was originally actually Death to the Sickloids, which became a Subhuman song. Right. Were originally Rabid tunes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Oh, was Jerry in Rabid then?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Rabid was like Jerry, Zippy Pinhead on drums.
Right. Zippy Pinhead. Oh, geez.
Sid Sick on vocals, John Williams, who later went on to play with the Scramblers on guitar.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Zippy Pinhead was
that one. Simon Wilde, who passed away a few years ago and actually played bass for DOA when I left the first time. He was on that too. He was in The Rabbit as well.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Well, that's a
great
good little
band.
Bit of Vancouver history.
They were like our pet band in our rehearsal studio. Like when we'd finish rehearsing, they'd go in and use our gear, you know, and do that. So they were like a built-in opening act, right?
Randy Rampage is our guest on the show tonight, by the way, for Radio, in case you're wondering.
We usually don't have guests on the show.
No, it's great to be here, guys.
I haven't seen
these guys for so many years, you know.
and Susanna Tabata, the legendary, semi-legendary. One time had a program here at CITR. What did you call it? The Susanna Tabata show?
Yes.
She doesn't remember. It's that far back.
Yeah, really.
And she's went on to fame and fortune doing documentaries and working on cable television.
Well, she was having a moment when we walked in. She goes, "This is where I started."
And
it was a deep moment there.
Yes,
I mean, I felt for it.
Well, they always come back.
It was great. Yeah,
and she's back right
more.
Now. She's got that look on her face. Gee, I wish I could do a show again, but maybe I'm too old. No, Susanna, you're not too old.
Never too old.
Look at John. Are you feeling okay, John?
Yeah, a little hungover from last night, but I'm okay. Yeah.
Right. You got your water. You got your walker close by.
Yeah.
You got your piss pot. Leave that alone, Randy. Donated by the Detwiller Pavilion.
Not
it's now nice and empty for you. Should the urge to frequently hit. And your hearing aid is on full. Are you okay? Because the radio can be a little bit loud.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9. We really appreciate the effect. You, Long John Tanner. And indeed, many of the aged people that work here at CITR, such as Mr. Jazz himself, Gavin Walker at 9 o'clock, here for us, and so much so that Bryce Beck Dunn has arranged for a nurse. That's right, a nurse. That's the one that you were asking about out in the hall. There she is from UBC Hospital across the way to be on call should you require Long John, and that goes for Gavin as well and some of the senior members at CITR, volunteers or not. In case.
I think that's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
You know, as nice a guy as he is, I mean, he's looking a little worn around the edges here.
Well,
I'd hate to see him drop when I say the wrong thing.
No. He would, too.
Okay, so Randy, you're playing with DOA and their gig coming up soon here in Vancouver?
Yeah, we got a show coming up at Richards on the 5th, the 10th of February, actually. It's...
And the Furies are open.
Yeah, the Furies are going to play. I mean, they haven't played for 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years?
They were Vancouver's first punk rock band. Actually, before the Skulls, before DOA, before anybody, was the Furies, which was Chris Arnett, who is an amazing guitar player, very sort of Johnny Thunders-ish type punk rock guitar player. Jim Walker was the original drummer, who went on to play with Public Image, Johnny Lydon's band.
Yep.
Johnny Rotten, for those people who aren't in the know. And John Werner, who was the brother of Simon Werner, who was the Skulls' original guitar player. And yeah, they only did about three or four shows in Vancouver, but they sort of broke through, you know, the hall show thing, started doing the hall shows like Japanese Hall and the Westforth Legion Hall and places like that. And got us going in there, and which you know, after that, we all got banned from there. So it was like, we all know what happened after that. It was, right. It was, you could play a hall once, and that was it, you know, and you sort of move week to week.
Many halls left.
No. And we had to move to Frisco after that, you know. It was like...
Hey, you flipped out when you saw the T-Rex.
Great, man. That's cool. Great.
She's my woman of gold. She's not very old. She's my woman of gold. She's not very old. I don't mean to be bold, but may I hold your hand? But she ain't no witch, and I love the witch twitch, But she ain't no witch, and I love the witch twitch, I'm a labor of love in my present girls, Well, she's faster than most, and she lives on the coast, But she's faster than most, and she lives on the coast, I'm a two-penny prince, and I give her hot love,
you can all sing along if you want to.
La, 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 la,
La, la, la, and always remember, la, kids, la, la, that's where that's where David Cassidy and Donny Osmond got their voices from. Mark Molan.
David Cassidy and Donny Osmond.
Yeah, they both told me that he was a big influence on them for as a pop singer.
Well, Hot Love was one of the few big singles that he had before Bang a Gong. And Hot Love has also been used in a lot of different films, like by Lars von Trier and different people. It's so simple and contagious.
It is.
You know,
it's so grabby.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks you right in, you know, like it does.
Is there a lyric sheet in that at all? Because some of his lyrics are wild.
It doesn't. No.
Well, I like the way she...
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah. What is that line?
That's what I always liked about Mark Bolan, is he had the balls to put his lyrics on paper, you know? Because you got to realize back then, some of the lyrics were so cheesy. I mean, would you have wanted to put them on there? I mean, you know, like really out for people to see. But, I mean, he had it there, you know? And like, you know, hubcap, diamond star halos. Yeah.
Shady
and this,
politicians in my bed.
Yeah, but things like that are cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that was from 1971, T-Rex.
1971. Long John Tanner is probably the only person here in the room
that actually remembers that year.
That remembers the year. The song we all remember, but the year... Yeah. That's
the year?
Another thing entirely. It's about 20 minutes to 7 o'clock. Which means really... Really nothing, and it's getting closer.
Yes.
You can feel it. The excitement is building. Ooh. The anticipation that begs for patience. Yes. The moment all Vancouverites are eagerly awaiting like panting little pugs.
Yes.
The Sam Sullivan Show brings it on. The Olympic countdown clock unveiled at last. February 12th at the Vancouver Art Gallery. 3 years to the day in advance of 2010 Olympic Games opening ceremonies. Brr. Ooh. Everyone's invited. The unveiling will be at noon. But those planning to attend, pay very close attention to the countdown clock. And if it looks suspiciously like the clock above UBC's famed clock tower, well, you know, I mean, campus will likely go for 3 years without it. Hey, the world's coming. We've got to share our sources of pride. But as yet, I don't think they have entertainment lined up for the unveiling of the clock.
Maybe I can get a gig.
Well, that's what we're thinking, possibly.
But the thing is Sam going to buy us free crack?
Yeah, he
and
will.
And watch us smoke it.
He may
is
do that.
Is that the thing?
He may do
is that.
Is that
the thing?
He just may do that.
I never know.
We'll
know.
Find out.
As long as they roll the roof off, that's all I care.
Yeah, roll it. Well, yes.
patient, I will be fine.
Oh, boy, memories here at CITR. All right, radio. Randy Rampage is our guest.
He has left the studio. He will be returning.
Searching for a Lou, and there you go. That was Lloyd Cole, and from his latest, that's something called Antidepressant here on Radio Radio.
Send that out to our listeners at the Detwiller Pavilion.
Yes.
Take your SSRIs or those MAO inhibitors and call us in the morning. It's 6:45 at CITR 101.9, and it's scary time because the man we call the official ufologist of UBC, well, indeed the Lower Mainland, is here with us, and we're proud to present him.
We are.
We love him. He tells it like it is, and what is it? What is it out there?
I wish I knew.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Share.
Yeah.
Michael Stranick.
Yes. Good evening, John. Good evening, Nimrod.
Hi.
And our guest in the loo. Okay. Dark Matter Man, do we get to see Comet McNaught?
No, unfortunately, McNaught is only visible in the southern hemisphere, and it's fading out. But if you go to spaceweather.com, you can see a gallery of all the pictures of Comet McNaught.
I've seen tons of pictures. Yeah. I would just like to see it live.
Yeah, no, it was visible here only when it was raining.
Well, okay. Another astronaut has come forward to verify that he has, in fact, seen things on the moon. Ed Mitchell this time.
Oh, good.
When this whole thing started happening, a lot came forward and admitted these things and then later denied it. And lately, this, I believe, is the sixth one now that has come forward again to reiterate. So things are happening. Now, we got one down in Hawaii, and strangely enough, as I was writing this up, another film just came in from Hawaii, and it's very different. But this was more, again, at the Haleakala volcano.
Haleakala.
Okay.
Oh, to hell with it.
That's on Maui.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Haleakala, 10,028 feet. We were up there for the sunrise and sunset, froze to death, but it's beautiful there.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they saw lights, and this was like a nightly kind of thing. And suddenly there are bare areas in the area, and there is a bare 3-football field reflective dome sitting out there, and nobody's gotten out there to look at it yet. More good photos from Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and the whole Great Lakes area. Nashville, an airborne sighting of a rocket shape. It was as large as the wing of the airplane they were riding in, and paced the plane at kind of top window level, and it emitted a smoke trail. Down in Natal, Brazil, we have a military photo, very, very clear. Colombia, in a place called Nubsa. Many witnesses, including the mayor, saw a football, and we mean here a USA-style football because, you know, in South America, a football has a different shape. But they saw it hovering in one place at a very low altitude for 40 minutes and took photos. It looks like pale khaki color, but the witnesses say that these things changed colors. And many photos have come in from many different sources, and they are being analyzed professionally. So far, they seem genuine. An engineering team went into the area, and all their compasses went haywire because of the electromagnetic effects. Argentina. Now, here we go again, back to what's been going on for the last month. Another strange crash down in Argentina. On El Manzano Mountain. Farmer called the police that an object had crashed or collided against the slopes of El Manzano Mountain. The nature of the body that hit is still undetermined, but many witnesses having seen a fireball falling. Quote, it looked like an airplane in flames that exploded when it hit. We've heard that hundreds of times. The police determined that the crash of a UFO or on the mountain would have been at approximately 4,200 meters, or about 1,400 feet, and about 100 clicks from Quijano, where they were stationed. The sheriffs managed to see see the object with high-res binoculars on their approach to the site, and it was, quote, something large and metallic. The recovery crew found no survivors. Not only that, they saw no indication of a crash or disturbance of any kind whatsoever. And this ties in with the crashes we've had. And fortunately, the O'Hare Airport sighting is just not going away. The major media has kind of dropped it, but the local Chicago media has not dropped it. And researchers are moving into the area. And we now have two separate photos from two separate witnesses at different parts of the airport. And meanwhile, the FAA is down in Florida looking into a chunk of ice that fell through a car trunk. And they're completely ignoring the O'Hare Airport. Their thing is, we just don't want to get involved. Well, what is the FAA supposed to do but get involved? I don't know. But I'm not the only one. A lot of people like me are getting this feeling subconsciously that we could be very easily on the edge of a major year, a major wave year, or at least a bunch of flaps, that kind of thing. But things are really picking up. So,
it's
a good time to keep watching the sky.
Well, it is. It's building, isn't it? I mean, it's just like I've never, in my experience of UFOs, have seen so many flaps that have been happening around the world, you know, and it seems to be building and building, as you say. So what's it all leading to?
It's probably leading to the same thing. We'll get lots of tantalizing bits of information, and nothing concrete, nothing that'll hold up as evidence, you know, without question, that sort of thing.
Right.
It's like the old carrot on a stick. It's always leading us to reach out just a little further.
Okay. It's time to close the door, or open the door, so to speak, on Michael Stranick from the Center for UFO Studies, and he's our representative here in Vancouver, so... it's been very creepy, Michael. Thanks very much for joining us.
2007 is going to be wicked.
Yes.
Radio, CITR 101.9, UBC, live and livid from the campus and made possible with a grant from Cheapskates Dunbar.
Yeah. love the way she smells. The way her scent hangs on the morning dew.
She wakes my dreams up. She shakes my dreams apart. You know her name. Right, that's a name. Up, up, yeah. I think it's something.
Yo! Son of Night Dreams formerly, now Radio on CITR.
And it's Para Ubu Caroline off Why I Hate Women.
Really?
The name of the CD.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think...
I don't think he does.
Well, nobody really knows David
we
Thomas.
Don't know. Yeah, that's
really don't know.
He's a man unto his own.
He's that's a true. Big man
a big
unto
man
his
unto
own.
His own, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Great really. Guy, too. Really
and,
he, nice
and
guy.
He's the only founding member of Para Ubu, Ubu who is yeah. still going there with other musicians. And we like him fine, and still don't understand him, but that's probably the best way.
Yeah.
All righty. We are... it's going down tonight. It's going to be down below 15 degrees this time next week. We were looking at the long-range forecast, but the shelters in Carisdale will be open. So you know up there, if you're out there, and don't walk around in the cold. Take to the shelter. We have Randy Rampage with us. We have Susanna Tabata with us. And we have so much stuff going on. We need about 3 hours for this show tonight.
Yes.
But we are still going to allow for Alex and Kara Sue.
That's right. Alex.
To come at 7:30.
Kara Sue.
Japanese pop music.
Cool.
And we've introduced him to it's funny because he comes in here to do that, and I'm saying, "Have you heard the Boredoms? Have you? Do you
Yellow
know
Magic
you
Orchestra?
Familiar with? So we're giving he's a young guy. He's very young, you know, and so we're giving him an education, and it's interesting because there's some great Japanese pop music out there. Always has been,
really.
But now there's some new stuff.
We were just over in Japan a couple years ago, and the whole scene over there is incredible.
Well,
I mean, it's just like the punk scene and the metal scene is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, all over, and the kids are just fanatical.
They're very accommodating.
Well, not only that, I mean, and they love Vancouver. They love Vancouver. Like the guy that puts out our records over there and does our shows, Toshio from Bass Records. I went into his store and I'm looking through a bunch of stuff and I look and I see, oh, Randy Rampage EP, you know, which I mean usually sells for about $72 now, and you know, over there $385 Canadian.
Oh,
young Canadians, yeah. Hawaii, first pressing.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Yeah, good.
$1,000 Canadian. Yeah, over $1,000 Canadian there. And
does
I mean, and these kids will buy it because they want the vinyl. Like, vinyl is really big over there right now, and there's like this big resurgence of the punk thing, you know. And it's just great. It's great to watch. You know, we had a blast. The Pointed Sticks were over there. Joey just sent the Pointed Sticks over there.
Right.
And they did about I think about 5 shows. And they were just, it was the first shows they did in 25 years.
What kind of venue?
And they did it in Japan. And it was just, they were blown away. It was just like, wow.
How many people would be at one of their shows
on
the average?
It depends. I mean, there's some nights you'll play and it'll be like 200, and some nights you play it could be 2,000.
Yeah.
You know, it depends what venues you're playing. And, you know, like if you're in Tokyo and you're doing like... You can do it usually two or three shows in the Tokyo area, and then and all the other places. But they're usually about five. You know, they're around 500 to 1,000, sort of Commodore type shows.
And were they treating you well? Like
I mean, they treat you like God. We flew down. We flew down to the furthest south tip of Japan, down to Miyazaki. Suzanne knows where that is. She lived there.
Did you?
Wow. And I mean, it's the furthest south you can go in Japan. And we thought, well, who's going to come and see us play? It's like this weird, it's like the Beverly Hills of Japan. I mean, you know, it really, there's no garbage. There's like these beautiful palm trees and beautiful paved streets and like little strip malls and stuff, right? Yeah. And we thought, who's going to come see us play here? Well, we get in there, we get to the airport, and there's like 300 kids with like posters of like me and Joe and stuff, right? You know, it was unbelievable. And the whole time we were there, we had this like little troubadour clan following us on like, you know, mopeds and whatever, bicycles and vans and shit everywhere we went. And they were so polite, like they'd just be quiet. They'd just like come behind us, and we'd go into a store to do some shopping, and they'd be like, you know, very, very polite. And we'd be, come on, guys, let's party. And they'd be, oh, no, you have fun. Oh, you have good. You know, it was great. It was so much fun.
Randy Rampage in Japan. Yeah. God, okay, here we are, radio on the radio. It's exactly 7 o'clock. And, of course, as you know, this is the home of Nardwar, the human serviette, enjoying 20 years at CITR this year, 2007.
How can you guys let this continue?
I know. And from London, Ontario, Scotty's Cut and Paste Project, George W. Bush and Donald Rumsfeld's greatest hits of disc one.
That's a good one.
Jesus. For somebody like me, it gives me an opportunity to hear all the country and western music that I've been missing.
They're both going to press a button, which will drop the ball.
Seriously, because I don't listen to shitty music, and I don't get to hear all the Toby Keith stuff and the Daryl Woolleys and all that shit. But when the war, you know, when there's that patriotism, nationalism, fascism thing going on, and that stuff rises to the top, and then you get to hear it, you know, incessantly, and that's what the war's good for, you know, in a sense. And my favorite song, I actually got to hear it twice, is God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, you know, which he wrote that for the Gulf War, but then fucking September 11th, 9/11 remix. Yeah, that's right. What I like about that song is it's got that great line in there. Can I surely stand up next to you and defend her today? Really? Well, here's your second chance, asshole. Fucking pick up a gun and hop to it. Plane leaves from over there. Get the fuck over there, asshole. What? Put your money where your mouth is, you fucking hypocrite. What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you with all the flags flapping in my ears. What? What's that? Oh, you got another gig at Branson. Okay, I'm sorry.
Slow down, we get in them corners. Fuck around, spill the shot on my $200 suit.
Stop being a backseat driver, man.
Yo, ma don't like the jitterbug. Said this unholy music. Hip hop just so ridiculous. Everything sounds so confusing. Nowadays ain't nothing like it was. One thing that showed the blues is this system so mysterious. Can't let that stop the movement. Can't get no satisfaction. They all laughing, glad it's happening. All rings tied for the main attraction. Acting a fool with a lust for action. Young girl caught in a crime of passion. Sitting there crying in designer fashion. Then bro didn't have time for asking. Somebody call for the ambulance. Girl. Baby, baby, baby.
Baby, let me live. Please, girl, let me slide. Baby, let me go. I swear I'd change your mind.
Yo, man, don't like the jitterbug. Said this old dirty music. Hip-hop just so ridiculous. Them stories too confusing. Nowadays, he
loving you like it was, and you ain't there just for using. Could've swore I was in with another girl, and they wasn't out just for cruising. Can't get no satisfaction. He out late nights, probably smashing, leaving a trail like trolley tracks or the train on the ground downtown Manhattan. Everybody see him running around, and you're bound to catch him. The condoms you found and asked him was all this just for practice. You didn't realize what he had. Now your heart got fractured, girl.
The Roots.
All right, that's The Roots. There you
go. If you only love one hip-hop rap outfit, make it The Roots. Nothing
I like that.
Yeah, no, it's a great album. Great. The reviews for this album said it's so dire and so dark, but
well,
yet,
it's really dark. Yeah,
yeah, but the grooves are there.
It is. Yeah,
and like
music
they
really
they know how to make it work. You know, and this is a group that, I mean, here you've got a station in town, like a radio station, commercial station, that sort of like, for the young people, we play hip-hop, but they won't touch that. I mean, that's no surprise.
Well, I thought that was brilliant. The production is brilliant. It's great sound.
That's
a great
album.
You know, yeah. I love it.
Game Theory.
And I'm not a big hip-hop fan.
No, but, you know, it's all kinds of music.
No, I like that.
Now, you're talking about The Clash earlier on.
Yeah, well, I was just looking at this picture on London Calling, and I realized that I was working for them when that shot was taken.
When that shot was taken?
Yeah, in Amarillo, Texas. Yeah.
Did you look really carefully? There's a guy in the background. He's got blondish hair.
No, that's a big fat guy.
That must be the manager guy.
No, that's T-Bone.
T-Bone.
That's T-Bone. Yeah, that was a roadie, T-Bone. Yeah,
that's Paul Simonon, who's actually
that's
bashing
Paul,
the bass.
Paul doing his bass. That was in Amarillo, Texas, and Paul got really, really pissed off in the middle of the show because Joe was doing some thing, right? Yeah. And Paul got a little irked and decided to smash his guitar, only his guitar wouldn't break.
Well, here's a question for you now. Okay, here's a Clash question. And this is going back to the Bev Davies photo display.
Yes,
there's a shot that she has
with the Clash's bus.
Well, no, not the bus. There's a guy in there, and his name is, and it says Ray Winston. Do you know who I'm talking about?
That's Ray Winston,
the actor.
I know him very well. He's a good friend of mine. Yeah.
So was he everybody's his friend?
Yes. No, he's a good guy.
Is he?
I hung out with him when they were doing that thing here, and he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was like the rocker in Quadrophenia. That's all we knew him as.
Yeah, and now he's probably one of the greatest actors on the planet.
Yeah,
he's a sexy beast.
He's a cool guy.
So I didn't realize his connection to the Clash.
I have not seen him since then.
But I think the reason that he was here with members of the Clash at that time, and that's what
that
was in the photo.
That brought him into it, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fabulous Stains.
The Fabulous Stains.
Right.
That's it. Yeah.
We've got that sussed out now. John, do you have anything to add?
Fabulous Stains.
Well, I'm just looking forward to the good, the bad, and the
clean. One of those throwaway movies that you'll never see in the delete bins even.
I don't know.
A Lou Adler special, you know, it's like, yeah.
VHS, previously viewed.
And a great appearance, by the way, by a friend of mine, Black Randy.
Oh,
yeah. And with the Mexican do on there, when he's doing the thing, he's all dressed up in the Mexican gear.
I'm too young. John would remember.
Absolutely brilliant. Black Randy and the Metro Squad. Check it out.
Okay. Right now, let's check out your new CD, Randy Rampage. All right. Stress Factor 9. Here's track 1.
Christ. Canby and Hastings Street, you know the price. Do the neighbors know? Home sweet grow. Do the neighbors know? Home sweet grow. On the windows, electric bills, Home Depot potting soil, you know the drill. British Columbia, my industry, they bust the tunnel, but they won't get me. Do the neighbors know? Home sweet grow. The DA might know about my home sweet grow. Hundred tables, plant for every pot. Fans and vents, a very corrupted plot. The lights are hot, 400 watts. 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 The lights are hot, the lights are hot, the lights are hot.
Right. There they are. Stress Factor 9. That's
the
new one.
New stuff.
Yeah, that's your new CD, Randy Rampage.
And that would be the ballad.
That's the ballad.
That's the soft one on the album.
Yes. So talking about...
Actually, Pig Farm Willie is the soft one. It's all about, you know, the Robert Picton trials. So I try to be a nice guy, you know, about give him a soft, you know, give the guy a break.
Ooh, yeah. Some of the lines in this are pretty, I don't even
grinding.
Want to mention them.
Oh, yes, yeah, you don't want to jump on that. You don't want to jump on that, John. Yeah. It's deep and ugly. It's dirty.
Foil in the windows, electric bills. Home Depot, potting soil. Yes, home sweet.
Yeah, So what it is basically what with that song is it's just like how to do your grow up, you know, right. on an album. It's instructional.
Pop
CD.
Music has to have an instructional.
I find that we should have something, you know, educational
these days.
Going, you know, we're getting older now, and I mean, you know, everything should be educational, you know, and so we try to have that, you know, facts that you can use in real life.
Yeah. You just don't want to entertain.
It's not entertainment. It's real life, you know, things that you can do with.
Then you can take away from the CD and say, I've heard this. It made me feel good. I love the music, but I learned something too.
But I need to make some money.
So
that as well.
Randy Rampage, you will be playing with DOA on the 10th of this February at Richards on Richards. But how about Stress Factor 9, which we just played from your new CD? Will they be playing in town at all?
We'll be doing some stuff in town coming up.
The summer or the springtime?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Actually, we just did a sort of unannounced show last week at the Cobalt and got a really it was a really good reaction. It was fun. It was sort of our first. Actually, second live show in Vancouver, but it worked out really well. So there'll be some up and coming shows from us.
Good. Okay.
John wanted to ask if you could put him on the guest list.
Oh, of course.
He's too shy to do that.
It goes without saying.
He's cheap.
Cell number.
Oh no.
Which I won't mention on 90.
No, no.
You know, it ain't going.
Okay. Here's a group that's coming to town. Nimrod Jr. Can you fill us in on this band? To Your Hoof?
No.
No.
Just play the song, man.
Okay, here we go. This is Radio on CITR. Our special guest today has been Randy Rampage. We just heard a little while ago before Deer Hoof and Matchbook Seeks Maniac. They're playing in town soon.
They're here on Friday.
They're here Friday.
They're from San Francisco, and this is a fine new seat. I think they're playing at Dick's, but I'm not. You'll have to check the...
check the concert calendar. Yeah. Call a fox
well,
so you can get that.
Deer what?
So call that what?
Okay, we have Karasu coming up at half past the hour. Do you know what, Susanna, what Karasu means?
No.
And she has Japanese ancestry.
And she has, and she lived.
Well,
she
doesn't know.
My God.
That's okay.
She thinks it's, you know, like she's getting confused with tiramisu.
It's like tiramisu. I was going to say tiramisu. Yeah.
Not at all. You can't eat it.
Anyway, our special guest on the show today has been Randy Rampage of DOA fame and many other bands. Of course, more recently, Stress Factor 9. So keep that name in your brain because they'll be playing sometime in the next months ahead here, 2007.
Round town.
Thanks for having me in, guys. I really appreciate it.
It's been a blast. Good to see you, Randy. You're looking good. What happened to the two teeth? You're missing a couple of teeth.
You know?
What happened to the
teeth?
The teeth. They're missing.
We were playing in Fernie, and
Fernie.
It's the bitchy girlfriend thing, you know. They oversold the venue, and it was the Grizzly Festival going on, and so this girl decides she's going to throw a mic stand at her boyfriend across the stage, right? Geez. Well, you know, when drunk girlfriend throws a mic stand and doesn't let go of it, it doesn't fly across the stage. It hits Rampage in the mouth and knocks out nine of his fucking teeth.
Nine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All the way across. Oh, my whole top. The whole top, yeah.
Did she pick up the dental bill?
And she laughed at you. She was going, I'm so sorry. I was trying to throw it at him. I mean, I'm spitting out chiclets, you know, blood chiclets, right? And Joey's going, like, Joey's standing there with his guitar ready to skewer
to
this girl,
right?
You know? And I'm going, no, Joe, it's okay, right? Yeah. It was bizarre, though.
We're going to take you across the street to the new dental building they have here.
My denturist will love it.
We've
now,
got connections.
Know? Yeah, you know.
It's showtime. Oscars in 4 weeks following the Globes and SAG Awards. It's a given. Helen Mirren, Forrest Whitaker, Eddie Murphy, Jennifer Hudson. And will they give either director or best picture to Scorsese? If they don't, years after his greatest work came and went unrewarded, then Little Marty will implode on the spot, leaving Leonardo to pick up the pieces. Still, all nominees are good ones. Pan's Labyrinth is our personal choice. It's in good company in foreign language category with Germany's The Lives of Others. That's a tough one. CITR 101.9 would like to send you and 10 friends to this year's Oscar telecast in Hollywoodland, but unfortunately we can't. It's a budgetary thing, but no question, we wish we could. However, we can tell you that a major film shoot is only minutes away from UBC. It could be the biggest shoot at Spanish Bank since Jackie Chan commandeered a hydrofoil at Locarno in 1994. Spanish Bank's West, on the 5th, the 10th, and the 14th, explosions, chaos, and plane parts. You can see them down there right now. You'll see Matrix, Lawrence Fishburne, and Devil Wears Prada, Hathaway, Patrick Little Children Wilson, and the always great David Morse. Film is called Passengers, and normally the sight of lights, camera, trucks, and extras here in Hollywoodland North elicits more than a yawn, but this one is it. If you only see one film shoot this year, make it Passengers, and don't touch the props, though you could fake extra status at the catering tent, get free food. On tonight, over at the Van City, we here at CITR 101 support what they're doing there at the Van City Theater, and we bring to your attention, it's at 1181 Seymour Street at Davie. It is the most comfortable theater in the city. The seats and screens are a dream. Two documentaries, Iraq in Fragments from Seattle director James Longley, a poetic documentary on Iraq, its people in these ugly times, won Best Director, Best Cinematography, and Editing last year at Sundance, plus Our Daily Meal, Austrian documentary depicting the production and distribution of what we eat. An important, unsettling work. Do not eat before the screening or after.
Our thoughts about United Nations. Adelaide, what did you say? And what is the answer? Adelaide, what did you say? And what is the answer? Adelaide,
Adlai Stevenson on Radio Radio. Wasn't he? He was in the Eisenhower government, I think.
He ran against it.
He was a Democrat.
Oh, okay.
And he was not treated very well. He is one of Illinois' favorite sons.
Yeah, but Richie Cunningham liked him. Did you ever watch Happy Days? Richie Cunningham liked him on Happy Days.
He was an Adlai.
Yeah, he did.
Adlai Stevenson fan. That's right.
Richie Cunningham was an Adlai Stevenson fan. I'm not bullshitting. I'm not lying.
Adlai was one of those...
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
No. Adlai was one of those few politicians that you could actually trust back then. And, of course, now, where are they?
Yeah, but the problem was that back then, if there was someone you could trust, they didn't trust them because the guy's too believable. I mean, he can't be real.
Well, right.
He can't be real. He's too honest.
The song written for Adlai and sung by Sufjan Stevens. That's our little educational thing here. Now, Randy is going to do a station break. You've been practicing for the last couple of hours.
The last year or so, I think.
Okay, and your big moment is coming.
Here it comes.
I know that management, particularly Lydia and various members of staff and that, and Bryce...
Probably won't like this.
They're listening in. They want to cut some really good, polished station IDs.
Awesome. Beautiful station IDs.
So
we're
going to do it now. Okay, go.
Hi, this is Randy Rampage, and you're listening to CITR Radio with... John Tanner and J.B. Shane. Nimrod and what? Nimrod and the other guy.
He's the son of Shane.
Who have been very, very, intellectual gods to me. Not. Have a good time out there tonight. See you later.
Thank you, Randy Rampage.
Thanks for having me in, guys.
Okay, Nimrod, we're back in 2 weeks with more Radio Rising. In the east northeastern sky.
We are.
Yes, right now, Dark Matter Man says, look to the east northeast for Saturn, the yellowish star above the star Regulus and Leo. Saturn in the eastern sky.
Saturn or Satan? Saturn or Satan? Satan!
Let's rave on, cause I know that you want it. Let's make out, cause I know that you want it. Let's go down where the hearts are broken. Fix them all in time. Fix them all in time. Let's go out and make it happen. Let's go out and meet some strangers. Let's go down where the broken heart is. Trying to make it right. Trying to make it right.